right, Curly. Enough's enough. You can't eat the Venetian blinds. I just had them installed on Wednesday.
Just no good.
What can I tell you, kid? You're right. When you're right, you're right. And you're right.
I'll get a rest next week. They only cost 60 tons of skipjack on the San Benedict. And they don't pay you the same for the skipjack as they do albacore.
Forget it, will you, Curly? I only brought it up to illustrate a point. I don't want your last dime. What kind of a guy do you think I am?
Thank you, Mr. Gittes.
Call me Jake. Careful driving home, Curl, huh?
Mrs. Mulray is waiting for you with Mr. Walsh and Mr. Duffy.
Mrs. Mulray, may I present Mr. Gittes?
Mrs. Mulray, how do you do?
Mr. Gittes.
Now, what seems to be the problem?
My husband, I believe, is seeing another woman.
No, really?
I'm afraid so.
I am sorry.
Mr. Gittes... Please, you think we could discuss this alone?
I'm afraid not, Mrs. Mulray. These are my operatives, and at some point they're going to have to assist me. I can't do everything myself.
Of course not.
Now. What makes you certain that your husband is, involved with someone?
A wife can tell.
Mrs. Mulray... Do you love your husband?
Yes, of course.
Then go home and forget everything.
But
I'm sure that he loves you too, Mrs. Mulray. Do you know the expression, let sleeping dogs lie? You're better off not knowing.
I have to know.
Very well. What is your husband's first name?
Hollis. Hollis Mulray.
Water and power?
He's chief engineer.
Chief engineer?
Mrs. Mulray, this type of investigation can be hard on your pocketbook. It takes time.
Money doesn't matter to me, Mr. Gittes.
Okay. We'll see what we can do.
Gentlemen, today you can walk out that door, turn right, hop a streetcar, and within 25 minutes end up smack in the Pacific Ocean. Now, you can swim in it and you can fish in it, but you can't drink it, and you can't irrigate an orange grove with it. Now, remember, we live next door to the ocean, but we also live on the edge of a desert. Los Angeles is a desert community. Beneath this building, beneath our streets, is a desert. And without water, the dust will rise up and cover us as though we never existed. Now, the Alto Vallejo can save us from this. And I respectfully suggest that $8.5 million is a fair price to pay to keep the desert from our streets and not on top of them.
Hear, hear!
Mayor Bagley,
see you from all the departments again. I suppose we'd better take water and power first. Mr. Mulray?
In case you've forgotten, gentlemen, over 500 lives were lost when the Vanderlip Dam gave way.
Core samples have shown that beneath this bedrock is shale similar to the permeable shale in the Vanderlip disaster. It couldn't withstand that kind of pressure. And now you propose yet another dirt bank terminus dam with slopes of 2.5 to 1, 112 feet high, and a 12,000 acre water surface. Well, it won't hold. I won't build it. It's that simple. I'm not going to make the same mistake twice. Thank you, General.
who's paying you to do that, Mr. Mulray? That's what I want to know!
Jeezy was there all night.
That's right. I had to go back three times to pick up the wires. Yesterday he went to three reservoirs, a men's room at a Richfield gas station, and the Pig and Whistle. The guy's got water on the brain.
So what do you got? This?
Well, they got into a terrific argument outside the Pig and Whistle.
What about?
Well, I don't know. The traffic was pretty loud. I heard only one thing, though. Apple core.
Apple core?
Yeah.
My God, Walsh, is that what you spent your day doing?
Look, you tell me to take pictures, I take pictures.
Let me explain something to you, Walsh. This business requires a certain amount of finesse. What is it, Sophie?
Duffy's on the phone.
Yeah, Duff, where are you?
I got it. He's found himself some cute little twist. The old buzzer.
Okay, slow down. Where are you?
I'm at Glendale and Douglas. They're in Echo Park in a rowboat.
Okay. Echo Park. Water again. Okay, pal, let's have us a big smile. You'll love it.
When you get so much publicity, you gotta get blasé about it. Let's face it, Jake, you're practically a movie star.
Look at that, Barn.
Yeah, the heat's murder.
Sure is. Fool's names and fool's faces.
What's that, pal?
Nothing. You got a hell of a way to make a living.
Oh? And what do you do to make ends meet?
Mortgage department, First National Bank.
Tell me, did you foreclose on many families this week?
We don't publish a record in the paper, I can tell you that.
Neither do I.
No, you have your press agent do it.
Who is this bimbo, Barney? Is he a regular customer or what? Listen, pal, I make an honest living. People only come to me when they're in a desperate situation. I help them out. I don't kick families out of their houses like you bums down at the bank.
Jake, can I tell you about the guy who...
Maybe you'd like to step down out of the barber chair. Maybe we go outside and discuss it. What do you think?
Oh, come on. Jake, let me tell you about the guy who got tired of...
I don't know how that thing got in the newspaper. It was so quick I didn't even know it myself.
Of course you do.
Make an honest living.
Of course you do.
Huh?
Well, anyway, this story... This guy who got tired of screwing his wife, and he said to his friend...
An honest living,
you
understand?
The guy says... Why don't you do what the Chinese do? He says, what do the Chinese do? He says, the Chinese, they screw a little and they get tired.
Duffy.
Hey, Walsh!
Sophie, go to the little girl's room for a minute.
Jake.
But Mr. Giddies.
Sophie.
Yes, Mr. Giddies.
Jake.
Duffy, listen to me, man. I want to tell you a story. So there's this guy, Walsh, you understand? He's tired of screwing his wife.
Jake,
so wait a second, Duffy. You're always in such a hurry. So his friend says to him, hey, why don't you do it like the Chinese do? So he says, well, how do the Chinese do it? And the guy says, well, the Chinese, first they screw a little bit, then they stop. They go and read a little Confucius, come back, screw a little bit more, then they stop again, go back and they screw a little
Jake.
Bit more. Walsh, just listen to me for a second. I really love this. Now, then they go back and they screw a little bit more, and then they go out and they contemplate the moon or something like that. Makes it more exciting. So now, the guy goes home and he starts screwing his own wife. See? So he screws her for a little bit, and then he stops and he goes out of the room and he reads Life magazine. Then he goes back in and he starts screwing again. He says, excuse me for a minute, honey. He goes out and he smokes a cigarette. Now his wife is getting sore as hell. He comes back in the room. He starts screwing again. He gets up to start to leave again to go look at the moon. She looks at him and says, hey, what's the matter with you? You're screwing just like a Chinaman. That Barney.
Mr. Gittes.
Yes.
Do you know me?
Well, I think I would have remembered.
Have we ever met?
Well, no.
Never?
Never.
That's what I thought. You see, I'm Mrs. Evelyn Mulray. You know Mr. Mulray's wife?
Not, that Mulray.
Yes, Mr. Gittes, that Mulray. And since you agree with me that we've never met before, you must also agree with me that I've never hired you to do anything, certainly not spy on my husband. I see you like publicity, Mr. Gittes. Well, you're going to get it.
Now, wait a minute, Mrs. Mulray. I think there's been some misunderstanding here. There's no point in getting tough with me.
Don't get tough with anyone, Mr. Gittes. My lawyer does.
Here's something for you, Mr. Gittes. I suppose we'll be hearing from your attorney.
Mr. Mulray?
He's not in. Mr.
Gittes.
May I ask what this is regarding?
It's a personal matter. Has he been gone long?
Since lunch.
Gee whiz, and I'm late.
He was expecting you?
15 minutes ago. Why don't I just go in and wait?
Sir.
Can I help you? Russ Yelburton, deputy chief in the department.
J.J. Gittes. It's not a departmental matter, Mr. Yelburton.
I wonder if you'd care to wait in my office.
Certainly.
We're a bit nervous around here with all this business in the papers about Mr. Mulray. Right this way. Hey. You know, after you've worked with a man for a certain length of time, you come to know his habits, his values, you come to know him. And either he's the kind who chases after women, or he isn't.
Mulray is.
He never even kids about it.
Well, maybe he takes it very seriously.
Sit down.
No, thank you. Do you know where Mulray's having lunch?
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
Well, tell him I'll be back.
I will.
Do you mind if I take one of your cards in case I have to get in touch with you again?
No, help yourself.
Thank you.
Mulvihill, what are you doing here?
Shut the water off. What's it to you?
How'd you find out about it?
You don't drink it. You don't take a bath in it. They wrote you a letter. But then you'd have to be able to read. Relax, Mulvihill. Glad to see you. You know Claude Mulvihill here?
Well, I hope so. He's working for us.
Doing what?
Well, frankly, there have been some threats to blow up the city reservoirs.
Any particular reason?
Well, it's this darn drought of Federation water in the valley, and the farmers are desperate. Well, what can we do? The rest of the city needs drinking water.
Well, you're in luck, Mr. Yelburton.
How's that?
When Mulvihill here was sheriff of Ventura County, the rum runners landed hundreds of tons of booze on the beach and never lost a drop. He ought to be able to hold on to your water for you. J.J. Gittes to see Mr. Mulray.
Wait.
Bad for glass.
Yeah, sure. Bad for the glass.
Geddes?
Actually, I came to see your husband, Mrs. Mulray.
Would you like something to drink?
What are you having?
Iced tea.
That'll be fine, thank you.
Two iced teas, Colin, please.
Yes, ma'am.
My husband's at the office.
Actually, he's not, Mrs. Mulray. And he's checked out of his apartment at the Elma condo.
That's not his apartment.
Anyway, the point is I'm not in business to be loved, but I am in business. And believe me, Mrs. Mulray, whoever set your husband up set me up. L.A. is a small town. People talk. I'm just trying to make a living. I don't want to become a local joke.
Mr. Giddes, you've talked me into it. I'll drop the lawsuit.
What?
I said I'll drop the lawsuit. So let's just drop the whole thing. Sugar, lemon, or both?
Both. Mrs. Mulray.
Yes, Mr. Giddes?
I don't want to drop it. I better talk to your husband about this.
Why? What on earth for? Holly seems to think you're an innocent man.
Well, I've been accused of a lot of things before, Mrs. Mulray, but never that. Look, somebody's gone to a lot of trouble here, and lawsuit or no lawsuit, I intend to find out. I'm not supposed to be the one who's caught with his pants down. So unless it's a problem, I'd like to talk to your husband.
That should be a problem.
May I speak frankly, Mrs. Mulray?
If you can, Mr. Giddes.
Well, that little girlfriend, she was pretty in a cheap sort of way, of course. She's disappeared. Maybe they disappeared together.
Suppose they did. How does that affect you?
It's nothing personal, Mrs. Mulray.
It's very personal. It couldn't be more personal. Is it business or an obsession with you?
Let's look at it this way. Now, this phony broad, excuse the language, she tells me she's you, she hires me. Now, whoever put her up to it doesn't have anything against me. They're out to get your husband. If I can see him, I can help him. Did you talk to him this morning?
No. I went riding rather early.
Looks like you went quite a distance.
Just riding bareback. You might try the Oak Pass or the Stone Canyon Reservoir frequently at lunch. Hollis takes walks around them. Otherwise, he'll be on by 6:30.
I'll stop by.
Please call first.
Sorry, close to public, sir.
That's all right, officer. Russ Yelburton, deputy chief of the department.
Sorry, Mr. Yelburton. Go on down.
Giddes, for Christ's sake.
Hello?
Get out of here before we see you.
What are you talking about? What's going on?
Oh!
Hello, Jake.
Lou? How are you?
Lousy cold I can't seem to shake, but otherwise, I'm okay.
Yeah. Summer colds are the worst.
Yeah, they are.
Well, there's no smoking here, sir.
That's all right, officer. We can make an exception this time. I'll see he's careful with the matches and doesn't burn himself.
Thanks, Luke.
How'd you get past the guard?
Well, to tell you the truth, I lied a little.
You look like you've done well by yourself.
I get by.
Well, sometimes it takes a while for a man to find himself. Maybe you have.
Yeah, going through other people's dirty linen. Yeah. Tell me, you still putting Chinaman in jail for spitting in the laundry?
You're a little behind the times, Jake. They use steam mines now. And I'm out of Chinatown.
Since when?
Since I made lieutenant.
Congratulations.
What are you doing around here?
I'm looking for somebody.
Who?
Hollis Mulray. You seen him?
Yeah.
I'd like to talk to him.
You'd like to talk to him. You're welcome to try.
There he is. Looks like he was washed down the entire length of the runoff channel. Could he swim?
Of course.
Obviously, the fall must have knocked him unconscious. Mrs. Mulray, this alleged affair your husband was having, the publicity, didn't make him morose or unhappy?
It didn't make him happy.
There is no possibility that he would have taken his own life.
No.
Mrs. Mulray, do you happen to know the name of the young lady in question?
No.
Or where she might be?
Certainly not.
You and your husband never discussed her.
We did. He wouldn't tell me her name. We quarreled over her, of course. It came as a complete surprise to me.
A complete surprise? I thought you hired a private investigator.
A private investigator?
Mr. Giddies.
Oh. Yes, but I did that because I thought I would put an end to a ridiculous rumor that had no basis.
Uh-huh. When did Mr. Giddies inform you that these rumors had some foundation in fact?
Just before the story broke in the papers, Lou.
You wouldn't happen to know where I could find her?
No.
Or her name?
No.
Of course not.
Will you need me for anything else, Lieutenant?
Oh, no, no, Mrs. Mulray. I don't think so. If we need any more information, we'll be in touch. Of course, you have my deepest sympathy.
I'll see her to the car. I'll be right back.
Jade, come on. What's the story?
Take it easy, guys. Let us get through here.
Come on, we better do this in the
hurry. Let us through, guys. Give us a little room.
Thank you for going along with me back there. I just didn't want to explain anything. I sent you a check.
A check?
To make it official that I've hired you.
My lunch hour. Thought I'd drop by and see who dropped dead lately.
Yeah? Isn't this something? Middle of a drought and the water commissioner drowns. Only in L.A.
Yeah. Looks pretty banged up.
Oh, that's a long fall.
So how you doing, Morty?
Never better, except for this darn cough. You know me, Jake.
Yeah. Got there?
Leroy Shuhart, local drunk. Used to hang around Ferguson's Alley. Quite a character. Lately he's been living in one of the downtown storm drains. Had a bureau dresser down there and everything. Yeah, he drowned too.
Come again?
Yeah. Got drunk. Passed out in the bottom of the riverbed.
The L.A. River?
Yeah, right under Hollenbeck Bridge. What's wrong with that?
Well, it's dry as a bone, Morty.
That's not completely dry.
Well, he ain't gonna exactly drown in a damp riverbed, no matter how soused he is.
We got water out of him. He drowned.
Thank you.
were riding out here the other day, weren't you? Speak English? Habla inglés?
Si.
You were talking to a man a few days ago. He wore glasses. Yes. What did you talk about? Do you mind my asking?
The water.
What about the water?
When it comes.
When it comes? What did you tell him?
It comes in different parts of the river. If it had a different part.
Shine shoe.
Hold it there, kitty cat. Hold it.
Hello, Claude. Where'd you get the midget? You're a very nosy fellow, kitty cat, huh?
You know what happens to nosy fellows?
Huh? No? Wanna guess? Huh? No? Okay. They lose their noses.
Next time you lose the whole thing, cut it off and feed it to my goldfish. Understand?
Understand?
I understand, Gil.
I understand.
All right.
So some contractor wants to build a dam and he makes a few payoffs. So what? Think you can nail Mulvihill?
They'll claim you were trespassing.
Don't want Mulvihill. I want the big boys that are making the payoffs.
Then what do you do?
Sue the shit out of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is it, Sophie?
Miss Session is calling.
Who?
Ida Sessions.
Don't know her. Take a number.
Sue people like that, they're liable to be having dinner with a judge who's trying to suit.
I'm sorry. Miss Sessions insists. She says you know her.
Okay. Hello, Miss Sessions. I don't believe we've had the pleasure.
Oh, yes, we have. Are you alone?
Isn't everyone?
He likes it. Take a good look.
What can I do for you?
Well, I'm a working girl. I didn't come in to see you on my own.
When did you come in?
I was the one who pretended to be Mrs. Mulray. Remember?
Shut the fuck up.
Beg your pardon?
Yes, I remember.
Beg your pardon? Something wrong?
No, I was just checking a detail or two with my two associates. Go on.
I never expected anything to happen like what happened to Mr. Mulray. The point is, if it ever comes out, I want somebody to know that I didn't know what would happen.
I understand. Who was your employer? That could be helpful to both of us.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No.
What's your address? Maybe we could talk this over.
No, Mr. Kiss. Just look in the obituary column in today's L.A. Post record.
The obituary column?
You'll find one of those people.
Those people, Miss... Sure. How do you like them apples?
Yes, sir. Drink?
Tom Collins, with lime, not lemon, please.
Tom Collins with lime.
I got your check in the mail.
Yes. As I said, I was very grateful.
Mrs. Mulray, I'm afraid that's not good enough.
How much would you like?
I'll stop it. The money's fine. It's generous. But, I think you shortchanged me on the story.
I have.
I think so. Something else besides the death of your husband was bothering you. You were upset, but not that upset.
Mr. Giddies, don't tell me how I feel.
Sorry. Look, you sue me, your husband dies, you drop the lawsuit like a hot potato, all of it quicker than the wind from a duck's ass. Excuse me. Then you ask me to lie to the police.
It wasn't much of a lie.
If your husband was killed, it was. This could look like you paid me off to withhold evidence.
But he wasn't killed.
Mrs. Mulray, I think you're hiding something.
Well, I suppose I am. Actually, I knew about the affair.
How did you find out?
My husband.
He told you? And you weren't the least bit upset?
I was grateful.
Mrs. Mulray, you'll have to explain that.
Why?
Look, I do matrimonial work. It's my métier. When a wife tells me that she's happy that her husband is cheating on her, it runs contrary to my experience.
Unless what?
She was cheating on him. Were you?
I dislike the word cheat.
Did you have affairs?
But Mr. Giddies...
Did he know about it?
Well, I wouldn't run home and tell him every time I went to bed with someone, if that's what you mean. Is there anything else you want to know about me?
Where were you when your husband died?
I can't tell you.
You mean you don't know where you were?
I mean, I can't tell you.
You were seeing someone, too. For very long?
I don't see anyone for very long, Mr. Giddies. It's difficult for me. Now, I think you know all you need know about me. I didn't want publicity. I didn't want to go into any of this then or now. Is that all?
By the way, what does this C stand for?
Cross.
That's your maiden name?
Yes. Why?
No reason.
You must have had a reason to ask me that.
No, I'm just a snoop.
Oh, no, I have my own car. The Packard.
Wait a minute, Sonny. I think you better come with me.
But why? There's nothing more to say. Will you get my car, please?
Okay, go home. But in case you're interested, your husband was murdered. Somebody's been dumping thousands of tons of water from the city's reservoirs, and we're supposed to be in the middle of a drought. He found out about it, and he was killed. There's a waterlogged drunk in the morgue, involuntary manslaughter if anybody wants to take the trouble, which they don't. It seems like half the city is trying to cover it all up, which is fine by me. But Mrs. Mulray, I goddamn near lost my nose, and I like it. I like breathing through it. And I still think that you're hiding something. JJ, get us to see Mr. Yelburton.
Mr. Yelburton will be busy for some time.
Well, it's my lunch hour. I can wait.
He's liable to be tied up indefinitely.
Take a long lunch hour. All day, sometimes. Cross worked for the water department.
Yes. No.
Well, did he or didn't he?
He owned it.
He owned the water department?
Yes.
You mean he owned the entire water supply for the city?
Yes.
How'd they get it away from him?
Mr. Mulray felt the public should own the water.
Mulray? I thought you said Cross owned it.
Along with Mr. Mulray.
They were partners?
Yes. Yes, they were partners. Mr. Yelburton will see you now.
Mr. Gittes, sorry to keep you waiting. These staff meetings, they just go on and on.
Yeah. Must be especially tough to take over under these circumstances.
Oh, yes. Hollis was the best department chief the city's ever had. My goodness, what happened to your nose?
Cut myself shaving.
Huh. We gotta be more careful. That must be really smart.
Only when I breathe.
Only when you breathe. Don't tell me you're still working for Mrs. Mulray.
I never was.
I don't understand.
Neither do I, actually. You hired me. Or you hired that chippy to hire me.
Mr. Gittes, you're not making a bit of sense.
Well, let's look at it this way. Mulray didn't want to build a dam. He had a reputation that was hard to get around. You decided to ruin it. Then he found out you were dumping water at night. Then he was drowned.
Mr. Gittes, that's an outrageous accusation. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, Whitey Mayerhol, so the Times will. Dumping thousands of gallons of water down the toilet in the middle of a drought, that's news.
Mr. Gittes, we're... We're not anxious for this to get around, but we have been diverting a little water to irrigate orange groves in the Northwest Valley. As you know, the farmers out there have no legal right to our water. We've been trying to help some of them out, keep them from going under. Naturally, when you divert water, there's a little runoff.
Yeah, a little runoff. Where'd you say those groves were?
In the Northwest Valley.
It's like saying they're in Arizona.
As good as my field men are out, I can't give you the exact location.
You're a married man, aren't you?
Yes.
Hard working. Wife. Kids.
Yes.
I don't want to nail you. I want to find out who put you up to it. I'll give you a few days to think about it. Call me, I can help. Who knows? Maybe we can put the whole thing off on a few big shots and you can stay the head of the department for the next 20 years.
Thank you. What is your usual salary?
$35 a day plus 20 for my associates, plus expenses, plus a bonus if I show results.
Whoever is behind my husband's death, why have they gone to all this trouble?
Money. How they plan to make it out of emptying reservoirs, that I don't know.
I'll pay your salary, plus $5,000, if you find out what happened to Hollis and who is involved.
Sophie, draw up one of our standard contracts for Mrs. Mulray.
Yes, Mr. Gittes.
Tell me something, did you get married before or after Mulray and your father sold the water department? Noah Cross is your father, isn't he?
Yes, of course. Well, it was sometime after. I was just out of grade school when they did that.
Then you married your father's business partner. You've already got one going, Mrs. Mulray. Does my talking about your father upset you?
Well, no. Yes, a little. You see, Hollis and my father had a falling out, finally.
Over you or over the water department?
Not over me. Why should it be over me?
And it was over the water department.
Yes. Hollis felt that the water should belong to the public, and I don't think my father felt that way. Actually, it was over the Vanderlip Dam. You know, the dam that broke.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Hollis never forgave him for it.
Never forgave him for what?
For talking him into building it. They never spoke from that time on.
You sure about that?
Of course I'm sure.
Sign here. The copy's for you.
How do you do?
You've got a nasty reputation, Mr. Gibbs. I like that.
Thanks.
If you were a bank president, that'd be one thing. But in your business, it's admirable. And it's good advertising.
Doesn't hurt.
It's why you attract a client like my daughter.
Probably.
But I'm surprised you're still working for her. Unless she's suddenly come up with another husband.
No. She happens to think the last one was murdered.
How'd she get that idea?
I think I gave it to her.
I hope you don't mind. I believe they should be served with the head.
Fine. As long as you don't serve the chicken that way.
Tell me, what did the police say?
They're calling it an accident.
Who's the investigating officer?
Lou Escobar. He's a lieutenant.
You know him?
Oh, yeah.
Where from?
We used to work together in Chinatown.
Would you call him a capable man?
Very.
Honest?
As far as it goes. Of course, he has to swim in the same water we all do.
Of course, but you've no reason to think he's bungled the case.
None.
Not too bad.
Too bad?
Disturbs me. It makes me think you're taking my daughter for a ride. Financially speaking, of course. What are you charging her?
My usual fee. Plus a bonus if I get results.
Are you sleeping with her? Come, come, Mr. Yates. You don't have to think about that to remember her, do you?
If you want an answer to that question, Mr. Cross, I'll put one of my men on the job. Good afternoon.
Mr. Gibbs.
Gittes.
Gittes. You're dealing with a disturbed woman who just lost her husband. I don't want her taken advantage of. Sit down.
What for?
You may think you know what you're dealing with, but believe me, you don't. Why is that funny?
That's what the district attorney used to tell me in Chinatown.
Yeah? Was he right? Exactly what do you know about me? Sit down.
Mainly that you're rich and too respectable to want your name in the newspapers.
Of course I'm respectable. I'm old. Politicians, ugly buildings, and whores all get respectable if they last long enough. I'll double whatever your fee is and pay you $10,000 if you find Hollis's girlfriend.
Girlfriend?
Disappeared, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be useful to talk to her?
Maybe.
Faraday was murdered, she'd be one of the last to have seen him alive.
When's the last time you saw Matt Ray?
Sheriff's gold posse. Bunch of damn fools to pay $5,000 apiece towards the sheriff's re-election. I let him practice up out here.
Yeah. Do you remember the last time you saw Mulray?
My age, you tend to forget.
It was 5 days ago, outside the Pig and Whistle, and you had one hell of an argument. I got the pictures in my office, if that'll help you remember. What was the argument about?
My daughter.
What about her?
Just find the girl, Mr. Katz. I happen to know Hollis was fond of her. I'd like to help her if I can.
I had no idea you and Hollis were that fond of one another.
Hollis Mulray made this city, and he made me a fortune. We were a lot closer than Evelyn realized.
If you want to hire me, I still have to know what the argument was about.
My daughter's a very jealous woman. I didn't want her to find out about the girl.
How did you find out?
I still got a few teeth left in my head and a few friends in town.
Okay. I'll have my secretary draw up the papers. Tell me, are you fighting for the girl or what Evelyn might do to her?
Just find the girl.
I'll look into it as soon as I've checked out some orange groves.
Orange groves?
We'll be in touch, Mr. Cross.
A little lost. I wonder if you could tell me where the plat books for the Northwest Valley are.
Part of it's in Ventura County.
We don't have Ventura County in our Hall of Records.
Well, then I'll settle for Los Angeles County.
Row 23, Section C.
Weasel. Say, Sonny, why do they have all those names pasted in the plat books?
Land sales out of escrow are always recorded within the week.
And these are all new owners.
That's right.
Well, that means that most of the valley sold in the last few months.
That's what it says.
Can I check one of these volumes out?
Sir, this is not a lending library. It's the Hall of Records.
How about a ruler?
A ruler?
Yeah, the print's real fine. I left my glasses home. I like to be able to read across. Why, thank you.
All right, quit it, quit now. Search the man, see if he's armed. See if he's armed and empty his pockets.
Thank you. Thank you. He ain't armed.
All right, mister. Who you with, the water department or the real estate office?
Get away from me.
Answer him.
You come near me with that thing again, you're going to need a pair of them.
Why don't you pick on somebody your own size?
I said cut that out. Give the man a chance to say something.
The name's Giddes. I'm a private investigator. I'm not with either one of them.
What you doing out here, mister?
Client hired me to see if the water department was irrigating your land.
Irrigate my land? The water department's been sending you people out here to blow my water tanks? They put poison down three of my wells? I call that a funny way to irrigate. Who'd hire you for a thing like that?
Mrs. Evelyn Mulray.
Mulray? That's the son of a bitch who's done it to us.
Mulray's dead. You don't know what you're talking about, you dumb Okie. Oh!
Well, that's that.
Going on.
You didn't look too good. So we thought we'd better call your employer.
Thanks for coming. That dam's a con job.
What dam?
The one your husband opposed. They're conning L.A. into building it, but the water's not going to go to L.A. It's coming right here.
To the valley?
Everything you can see, everything around us. I was at the Hall of Records today. In the last 3 months, Robert Knox has bought 7,000 acres, Emmett Dill 12,000, Clarence Spear 5,000, and Jasper Lamar Crabb 25,000 acres.
Jasper Lamar Crabb?
You know him?
I think I would have remembered.
Yeah. They're blowing these farmers out of their land and then picking it up for peanuts. You have any idea what this land would be worth with a steady water supply? About $30 million more than they paid for it.
Hollis knew about this.
That's why he was killed. Jasper Lamar Crabb. Jasper Lamar Crabb. We got it.
What?
We got it.
What? What is it?
A memorial service was held at the Mar Vista Inn today for Jasper Lamar Crabb. He passed away 2 weeks ago.
Well, is that unusual?
He passed away 2 weeks ago, and 1 week ago he bought the land. That's unusual.
Hello there. I'm Mr. Palmer. Can I help you folks?
Yes, I hope so. It's Dad. I can't seem to handle him anymore, can I, sweetheart?
Goodness.
Nothing with Dad. It's me.
Oh, no. Dad is an absolute angel with everyone else. It's just that he and my...
I don't know.
Of course, I'm anxious for him to have the best, and money is no object.
Perhaps if we met with your father.
There is one question.
Of course.
Do you accept people of the Jewish persuasion?
I'm sorry, but we don't.
Don't be sorry, neither does Dad. We just wanted to be sure, didn't we, hon? Would it be possible for me to see a list of your patients, just to be certain?
We never reveal the names of our guests as a matter of policy. You would appreciate that if your father came to live with us.
That's exactly what I wanted to hear you say.
Good.
I wonder, is it too late for us to have a look around?
No, allow me to show you.
Would you mind if we took a stroll on our own?
Just if you'll confine yourself to the main building. It's almost bedtime.
We understand. Come, my sweet. Looking at the owners of a 50,000-acre empire.
They can't be.
You may not know it, but they are.
Hello, girls.
Hello.
Hello.
Are any of you Emma Dill? Yes? Are you Emma?
Yes.
Well, I've been wanting to meet you for a long time.
Why?
Did you know that you were a very wealthy woman?
Oh, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You own a lot of land.
No more. Some time ago, my late husband owned a good deal of beach property at Long Beach, but we lost it.
It's very beautiful.
Thanks.
Where did you get this piece of material?
At the Albacore Club.
Albacore?
No, the Albacore. It's a fish. My grandson is a member, and they take very nice care of us.
How do they do that?
Oh, give us things. Not just like this old flag, but...
But what?
We're a sort of unofficial charity of theirs, Mr. Gittes. Would you come with me, please? Someone wants to talk with you.
Goodbye, ladies.
Bye.
Come on, I want you to meet someone, Gittes.
Can we leave the lady out of this?
Yeah, why not?
I'd like to see her to the car.
She knows where it's at.
I'll stay.
Get in the car. Off.
Why?
What do you mean, why? Nobody's here, that's why.
No, I gave everyone the night off.
Easy, it's an innocent question.
No question from you is innocent, Mr. Gittes.
I guess you're right. To you, Mrs. Mulray. Frankly, tonight you saved my... You saved my neck.
Tell me, Mr. Gittes. Does this often happen to you?
What's that?
Well, I'm judging only on the basis of one afternoon and an evening, but if this is how you go about your work, I'd say you'd be lucky to get through a whole day.
Actually, this hasn't happened to me for a long time.
When was the last time?
Why?
It's an innocent question.
In Chinatown.
What were you doing there?
Working for the district attorney.
Doing what?
As little as possible.
The district attorney gives his men advice like that.
They do in Chinatown.
Why did you leave the police force?
Do you have any peroxide or anything like that?
Surely. You come this way. Painful. What's wrong?
Your eye.
What about it? What?
Something black in the green part of your eye.
Oh, that. It's a flaw in the iris.
Flaw?
Yes. It's a sort of birthmark. You really don't like to talk about the past, do you?
Tired.
Well, why does it bother you to talk about it?
Bothers everybody that works there.
Where?
Chinatown, everybody. To me, it was just bad luck.
Why?
You can't always tell what's going on. You.
Why was bad luck?
I was trying to keep someone from being hurt. I ended up making sure that she was hurt.
Was there a woman involved?
Of course.
Did...
there?
Oh, my God. No, look, don't do anything. Don't do anything until I get there. I have to go.
Where?
I have to.
I want to know where you're going.
Please, don't be angry. It has nothing to do with you or with any of all of this.
Where are you going?
Please. Trust me this much. I'll be back. There is something that I should tell you. The fishing club that old lady mentioned. The pieces
the
of flag.
The Albacore
yes,
Club.
It has to do with my father.
I know.
He owns it. You know?
I saw him.
You saw my father? When?
This morning.
Didn't tell me.
Well, there hasn't been much time.
What did he say? What did he say?
That you were jealous. That he was afraid what you might do.
Do? To whom?
Mulray's girlfriend, for one. He wanted to know where she was.
I want you to listen to me. Now, my father is a very dangerous man. You don't know how dangerous. You don't know how crazy.
Are you trying to tell me that he might be behind all this?
It's possible.
Even the death of your husband.
It's possible. Now, please, don't ask me any more questions now. Just wait for me here. I need you here.
Thank you. Give me the keys.
You.
It's either that or you drive yourself to the police.
The police?
Come on, Mrs. Mulray, you've got your husband's girlfriend tied up in there.
She's not tied up.
You know what I mean. You're holding her against her will.
I am not.
Okay, well, let's go talk to her.
No! She's too upset.
What about?
Hollis's death. I tried to keep it from her. I didn't want her to know until I could make plans for us to leave.
You mean she just found out about it? It's not what it looks like, Mrs. Mulray.
What does it look like?
Like she knows more than you want her to tell.
You're insane.
Just tell me the truth. I'm not the police. I don't care what you've done. I don't want to hurt you.
You won't go to the police if I tell you.
I will if you don't.
She's my sister.
She's your sister. She's your sister. Why all the secrecy?
I can't.
Is it because of Hollis? Because she was seeing your husband? Is that it?
I would never have harmed Hollis. He was the most gentle, decent man imaginable. He put up with more from me than you'll ever know. I wanted him to be happy.
Your husband's car. I'll bring it back in the morning.
Aren't you coming back with me?
Don't worry. I'm not going to tell anybody about this.
That's not what I meant.
Yeah. Well, I'm tired, Mrs. Mulray. Good night. I do.
Sure you do.
I tell you what, pal. If Ida wants to see me, she can call me at my office.
interesting, Giddies.
What are you doing around here?
Didn't you call me?
How come you happen to know her?
I don't.
Come here, I want to show you something. Isn't that your phone number?
Is it? I forget, I don't call myself that often.
Well, just to make sure, we had Loggia give you a call.
What happened to your nose, Giddy? Somebody slammed a bedroom window on it. Nope, your wife got excited. She crossed her legs a little too quick. You understand what I mean, pal?
Oh. How did she happen to have him?
Either you tell me or I guess. I don't know the answer.
You must really think I'm stupid, don't you, Giddies?
I don't think about it that much, but give me a day or two and I'll get back to you. Now I'd like to go home.
I want the other pictures, Giddies.
What pictures?
This broad hired you, not Evelyn Mulray.
Yeah?
Yeah. Somebody wanted to shake Mulray down. She hired you. That's how come you found out he was murdered.
I heard it was an accident.
Come on, Giddies. Who the hell do you think you're dealing with? A bunch of assholes? Mulray had salt water in his lungs. You were following him day and night. You saw who killed him. You even took pictures of it. It was Evelyn Mulray, and she's been paying you off like a slot machine ever since.
You accusing me of extortion?
Absolutely.
I don't think I need a day or two. You're dumber than you think I think you are. Not only that, but I wouldn't extort a nickel from my worst enemy, Escobar. That's where I draw the line.
I want the rest of the pictures, Giddies. We're talking about accessory after the fact, conspiracy and extortion. Minimum.
What do you think? Evelyn Mulray knocked off her husband in the ocean, then dragged him up to a reservoir because she thought it would look more like an accident? Mulray was murdered and moved because somebody didn't want his body found in the ocean.
Why is that?
He found out they were dumping water there. That's what they were trying to cover up.
The hell are you talking about?
Come on, I'll show you. Come on, Lou, you're in charge. Make a decision.
Too late for what?
They only dump the water at night.
Reach anybody?
Yelburton, he's the new chief.
Yeah, I know who he is. Go on.
He says.
I know what he says.
Shut up. Go on.
Yelburton says there's irrigation in the valley and there's always a little runoff after they do that. And he says Giddes knows this, and he's been going around making irresponsible accusations all last week.
Lou, let's swear out a warrant for her arrest. What the hell are we waiting for?
He just made lieutenant. Wants to hang on to his little gold bar.
Have your client in my office in 2 hours. And remember, I don't have to let you go. I've got you right now for withholding evidence. Loach?
Trip?
doing? What's going on here? Is she going on a vacation?
Mrs. Mulray, no home.
Mrs. Mulray, no home. Well, I'll just have a look around, huh? Yeah, bad for the glass.
Oh, yes. Bad for glass. Salt water, very bad for glass.
Salt water?
Very, very bad. See?
What's that?
Huh?
Right there. There.
I've been calling you.
Yeah.
Have you slept?
Sure.
Have you had lunch? Khan can fix you something.
Where's the girl?
Upstairs. Why?
I want to see her.
She's having a bath right now. Why do you want to see her?
Going someplace?
Yes, we have a 5:30 train to catch. Jake?
J.J. Geddes for Lieutenant Escobar.
Look, what's the matter? What's wrong? I told you, we have a 5:30...
You're going to miss your train. Lou, meet me at 1972 Canyon Drive. Yeah, as soon as you can.
Why did you do that?
You know any good criminal lawyers?
No.
Don't worry, I can recommend a couple. They're expensive, but you can afford it.
Will you please tell me what this is all about?
I found these in your backyard in the pond. They belonged to your husband, didn't they? Didn't they?
I don't know. Yes, probably.
Yes, positively. It's where he was drowned.
What?
There's no time to be shocked by the truth. The coroner's report proves that he had salt water in his lungs when he was killed. Just take my word for it, all right? Now, I want to know how it happened, and I want to know why, and I want to know before Escobar gets here, because I don't want to lose my license.
I don't know what you are talking about. This is the craziest, the most insane
thing. Stop it! I'm going to make it easy for you. You were jealous. You had a fight. He fell. He hit his head. It was an accident. But his girl is a witness. So you had to shut her up. You don't have the guts to harm her, but you got the money to keep her mouth shut. Yes or no?
Oh, no!
Who is she? And don't give me that crap about your sister because you don't have a sister.
I'll tell you the truth.
Good. What's her name?
Catherine.
Catherine who?
She's my daughter.
I said I want the truth.
She's my sister. She's my daughter.
My sister, my daughter.
I said I want the truth.
No! She's my sister and my daughter. Colin, please go back. For God's sake, keep her upstairs. Go back. My father and I. Understand? Or is it too tough for you?
He raped you? Then what happened?
I ran away.
To Mexico.
Hollis came and took care of me. I couldn't see her. I was 15. I wanted to, but I couldn't. Then... Now I want to be with her. I want to take care of her.
Where are you going to take her now?
Back to Mexico.
Well, you can't take the train, Escobar. I'll be looking for you everywhere.
Well, how about a plane?
No, that's worse. You better just get out of here. Leave all this stuff here. Where does Khan live? Get the exact address.
All right. Those didn't belong to Hollis.
How do you know?
He didn't wear bifocals. Say hello to Mr. Giddes.
Hello.
Hello.
He lives at 1712 Alameda. Do you know where that is?
Sophie, give me Walsh.
Yes, Mr. Giddes.
Jake?
Yeah. Listen, pal, Escobar's going to try and book me in about 5 minutes.
What? What's the matter?
Relax, and I'll tell you. Wait in the office for me about 2 hours. If you don't hear from me, you and Duffy meet me at 1712 Alameda.
Jesus. That's in Chinatown, ain't it?
I know where it is. Just do it. Come on in, Luke. Looks like we're both too late. She flew the coop.
I don't suppose you have any idea where she went.
As a matter of fact, I do.
Where?
Her maid's house. I think she knows something's up.
What's the maid's address?
She lives in Pedro. I'll write it down.
No, Giddies. You're going to show us.
What for?
Because if she ain't there, you're going downtown and you're going to stay there until she does show up.
Gee, Lou, I'm doing the best I can.
Tell us about it on the way to San Pedro.
Except the little lady. Lou, can I ask you a favor? I'd like to bring her out myself. She's not armed or nothing. She won't be a problem. I just want a minute alone with her. It'd mean a lot to her. And to me.
You never learn, do you, Jake?
I guess not.
Okay. But I'll give you 3 minutes. Just 3 minutes.
Gee, thanks, Lou. Call me Jake. How you doing, Curly?
Just sitting down for supper. Care to join us?
No, thanks.
How about a glass of wine? Hey, honey, this is the fellow that...
I know.
No, thank you, Curly, very much. But I would like a glass of water, though. Come on out in the kitchen with me for a second.
Sure, thanks.
Curly, where's your car?
In the garage.
Where's that?
Off the alley.
Can you give me a ride somewhere?
Sure, as soon as we eat. Well...
Right now, Curly. It can't wait.
I'll tell my wife.
Tell her later, girl, huh? For a block or two, will you, Curly?
What's this all about?
I'll tell you in a block or two. How much do you owe me?
Gee, Mr. Giddes, we're going out tomorrow. I know you've been real good about it, but my cousin Augie's sick.
Forget it. How would you like to pay me off by taking a couple of passengers to Ensenada? You'd have to leave tonight.
I don't know.
I might be able to squeeze $75 out of it for you. Maybe even 100.
Plus what I owe?
I'll throw that in, too. 1712 Alameda. It's in Chinatown. Wait for me until 8:30. If I don't show up, take them to your boat.
You sure this is okay?
Curly, do you know how long I've been in this business? Have you got your checkbook handy, Mr. Cross? I've got the girl.
You've got her? Where?
Do you remember the figures we discussed?
Of course I do. Where are you?
At your daughter's house. How soon can you get here?
An hour.
Oh, there you are. Well, you don't look choice for where, Mr. Gitz, I must say. Where's the girl?
I've got her.
Is she all right?
She's fine.
Well, where is she?
With her mother. Got something I'd like to show you, Mr. Cross.
What is it?
An obituary column. Can you see all right in this light?
I guess I can manage. What does it mean?
That you killed Hollis Mulray. Right here. In that pond. You drowned him. And you left these. Coroner's report shows Mulray had salt water in his lungs.
Hollis was always fascinated by tide pools. You know what he used to say?
I haven't the faintest idea.
That's where life begins. Sloughs, tide pools. When we first come out here, he figured if you dumped water into the desert sand and let it percolate down to the bedrock, it'd stay there instead of evaporate the way it does most reservoirs. You only lose 20% instead of 70 or 80. He made this city.
And that's what you were going to do in the valley.
It's what I am doing. The bond issue passes Tuesday. There'll be $8 million to build an aqueduct and a reservoir. I'm doing it.
There's going to be a lot of irate citizens when they find out that they're paying for water that they're not going to get.
Oh, that's all taken care of. See, Mr. Gitz, either you bring the water to L.A. or you bring L.A. to the water.
How are you going to do that?
By incorporating the valley into the city. Simple as that.
How much are you worth?
I have no idea. How much do you want?
I just want to know what you're worth. Over $10 million?
Oh, my, yes.
Why are you doing it? How much better can you eat? What can you buy that you can't already afford?
The future, Mr. Gitz. The future. Now, where's the girl? I want the only daughter I've got left. As you found out, Evelyn was lost to me a long time ago.
Who do you blame for that? Her?
I don't blame myself. See, Mr. Gitz, most people never have to face the fact that at the right time and the right place, they're capable of anything. Claude, take those glasses from me, will you? Not worth it, Mr. Gitz. It's really not worth it.
Night train, Claude Mulvihill, don't you, boys? Mr. Cross, these are my associates, Mr. Walsh and Mr.
You're under arrest, Jake.
Good news.
Withholding evidence, extortion, accessory after the fact.
I didn't extort nothing from nobody, Lou. This is Noah Cross, if you don't know. Evelyn's father, if you don't know. He's the bird you're after, Lou. I can explain everything, but
Lieutenant.
Just give me 5 minutes. That's all I need. He's rich. You understand?
Shut up!
Get away with anything!
You shut up, I'm going to lock you into the wheel of that car.
Lieutenant, I am rich. I am Noah Cross. Evelyn Mulray is my...
He's crazy, Lou! He killed Mulray because of the water thing. I'm telling you, just listen to me for 5 minutes.
Oh, shh. Lock him to the wheel of that car.
Lou, you don't know what's going on here. I'm telling you.
Catherine. I'm your grandfather.
Come, miss.
My dear. I'm your grandfather.
Go on, go on. No, no, go on. Go on. Get away from her. Get away.
Get away from her.
How many years have I got? She's mine, too.
She's never going to know that.
Evelyn, you're a disturbed woman. You cannot hope to provide.
Evelyn, put that gun away. Let the police handle this.
He owns the police. Get away from her.
You'll have to kill me first.
Get away. Get away. Captain, close the door. Halt!
What's that? You want to do your partner a big favor? Take him home. Take him home! Just get him the hell out of here! Go home, Jake.
It's Chinatown.
All right, come on. Clear the area. On the sidewalk.